Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and our next guest has a brand new movie out this Thursday right across WA, including Esperance, by the way, Bosch and Rocket. You know our next guest from Westworld, Neighbours, and a cameo in The Saddle Club. Joining us right now, Luke Hemsworth. Good morning.
Good morning. Class
of the past, old Saddle Club. I was going through your IMDb and I was like, I'm going to find something really good here. I'm like, Saddle Club, Luke.
I still remember one of my greatest lines in that was, and I was talking about the horse called Storm. I said, Storm? That horse has been so badly abused, he'll never be rehabilitated.
And look, you've still got it, Luke. You've still got it.
But she rehabilitated him. She adopted him, and the rest is history.
As they say. Hey, congratulations on this awesome. We've only seen the trailer at this point, but got to say, it looks amazing, this movie, and shot all during COVID.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's all shot in and around Byron, and we got to it, and we didn't kill each other, and we created this beautiful little film, which is a wonderful little sort of nod to parenting and fatherhood, and an exploration into the decisions we make day in, day out, and how they affect your kids one way or another, and forgiveness.
Absolutely. And, you know, reading the plot and watching the trailer, what I love the most about this is time and time again on screen, we see the complex relationship between mother and daughter explored. I can't think of a movie off the top of my head where you really delve deep into the father-son relationship. And you seem like you've grown up with a pretty good dad and your brothers are great dads. So where did you find that kind of conflict from and to draw on that character?
I'm a father myself. I have three daughters, but I took a lot of my fears and you know, what I think of as my failures as a parent into this role. You know, I make mistakes. I know that I do, and I say things that I shouldn't do and say to my kids on a daily basis. And I often wonder whether I'm really crushing their spirits and souls.
Oh my God.
A lot of the time.
Let's talk about the reviews. So far, we've seen some great ones. Our Sydney Morning Herald said, why isn't Luke Hemsworth doing more movies like this? And then you got Matt Damon saying, I love this movie. I mean, I don't know if he dived more into it more than that, but that's pretty good, right?
Yeah, we were very lucky, actually. Matt got to see an early screening. I looked at him when we finished, and he was very, very quiet. He had tears coming down his eyes.
I thought,
he either hates it or he loves it. And he couldn't speak for about 10 minutes. And then finally was like, you know, well done. It's an incredible film. Don't change a thing. And has been, you know, behind it ever since. So pretty cool to have someone of his caliber, you know, on side and have it affect him in that way. You know, it's sort of across the board. Everyone who sees it seems to be deeply affected by it, because there's a reflection one way or another of people's lives, you know, as a son, as a daughter, or as a parent. So we've done something right.
Look, I want to touch on your famous last name, because what I find
Hemsworth? I didn't even know.
What I find so fascinating about your family and your brothers in particular and how much you've made it is so rare to see so much talent in a family, and a family all make it in Hollywood that isn't a result of nepotism. You guys really grew up in humble beginnings in Australia. Did you all decide together to try and take on the acting world?
Yes, it's like a scene from Austin Powers where the evil genius is plotting to take over the world. I get asked this a lot, and I don't know how to answer it other than we all just are really lazy. We all love to play. We never had a TV really growing up. Well, maybe that's got something to do with it.
Oh.
My mum and dad would carry the TV into the wardrobe when we were misbehaving. And she'd just say, like, that's it. No TV for 4 weeks. And so I don't know, maybe we developed a rich imagination, and we would make swords and swings and various death traps, and we'd leave in the morning and come home when we were hungry and then leave again. Maybe that's where it came from. My parents were big into the arts as well, so there's a little bit of a marriage going on there somewhere. Yeah. But why we all ended up doing it, I don't know. It's fun.
And what is your parents' take on all of your successes?
Oh, they're the biggest fans, our most gentle critics. They love it. They get to fly around the world and drinking beautiful bars everywhere. That's what they're happy about. They really actually don't care about the things at all. As long as they get to drink that margarita, you know.
I love it.
That's great. Now, we chatted to your cousin just quickly before we let you go from Home and Away, Luke, and we asked him this question.
Who is the better Hemsworth to put on a party?
Oh, Chris definitely hosts the best parties. Actually, you know who hosts the best parties ever? Is Chris's mom, my auntie Leonie.
Really?
She is the best party planner ever. If you've got a birthday coming up, she's all over it. And she's got the best decorations, the best food. She's seriously the secret behind all of them.
So we just wanted you to back in that claim. Or is there someone else that's doing a better party?
That's terrible. She's a terrible party planner. Turned planner way out of a paper bag.
So obviously you don't agree then.
No, my party's way better. I'm a wizard on the barbecue. I usually have the party going around me while I'm on the barbie, doing the lamb, getting some sausages, and a few quiet beverages.
Just near the arrogance. I love it. It's all make believe, and I love it, Luke. Not your best acting in the last bit there. You've seen it all for the movie Boston That's Rocket. Amazing. It's in cinemas as of Thursday. Thanks so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy.